Well, Sunday school today is very different from what it was when it began. Originally, the Sunday school system started in England with a man called Ronald Raikes, and he was trying to educate children, and they mainly did reading, writing, sums, and then into the religious education. But nowadays it is purely religious.
Yeah.
And usually done by each denomination in their own church, parishes or whatever, on a Sunday. And most parishes have a section where the children leave the service to continue their worship, if you like, in Sunday school or Sunday club. And they could be out for the rest of the service, or they can go back in at the end of the service for a blessing, depends what the rector would like.
Yep.
And I think that's what happens in most denominations.
Yeah. And Heather, when was the Sunday School Society set up?
The Sunday School Society was set up 202 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Which is quite a while.
Well done.
And it began with a group of people, and I was just having a look at the minute book, because we're very fortunate that we have all the minutes from day one
for
the Sunday School Society. And the very first one said, at a meeting of some friends of the education of the lower classes in Ireland, 16 gentlemen were present, and they decided that it appears to this meeting that a society for the encouragement of Sunday schools in Ireland is necessary and would be highly beneficial. And that was the beginning of the Sunday School Society.
And that was its origins and has remained its priority to this day.
Absolutely.
Tell me, Heather, your own work as chairperson in relation to the society and the committee, what does your work involve?
Well, my work involves being available when people from various parishes contact us to look for help with training or resources. I chair the meetings, obviously, which are held every second month, usually. I would be there on training nights to introduce speakers and things like that, write the odd article for the church review and that sort of thing, and attend the building, I'm on the building blocks committee for the Children's Ministry Conference
which
in November.
Which now meets out at All Hallows most
Correct,
years. Correct,
yes,
Very
in November.
Very too.
And it's on again this year on the 19th. And that's basically it.
And tell me about your committee members. How many do you have?
We have 11 at the moment.
And do they have an input in developing individual aspects of the society's goals?
Yes, they do. I mean, a number of them are Sunday school leaders themselves, or Sunday club leaders, as we call it now, themselves in their own parishes.
Yep.
We have some rectors, two or three rectors, who are interested in the work of the society, and they get involved on training evenings and that sort of thing too.
Heather, I presume that most people who use the services of the Sunday School Society in Ireland are Church of Ireland, but not necessarily so. Is there much of an uptake from other denominations?
Yes.
I think it's the Reformed denominations mainly.
Yes, the... at the very beginning, the Sunday School Society catered for, I think it was mainly Roman Catholics, Church of Ireland, Presbyterians and Society of Friends.
Yep.
They were all involved at the beginning. And then as things went on, the Presbyterians set up their own Sunday school system, and the Roman Catholics opted out when the national school system started, and they got their education there. And I'm not quite sure when the Friends set up their own. So it's really basically Church of Ireland now. But anybody who contacts us from any denomination will get any help that we can give.
Good. I'm thinking particularly now of sparsely populated areas here in Ireland where there might even be an opportunity for ecumenical explorations in this area. Has that arisen in your experience where
we've had training evenings where we've had Roman Catholics, Presbyterians, Methodists, everybody in taking advantage of our training. Yes.
Yes, it seems to make sense because certainly the study of scripture can be done by all Christian denominations together. There are no major divergences of opinion.
No.
Heather, I'm wondering, could there be in an increasingly secular and non-religious era, which it seems like we're entering into, could there be opportunities for adult learning through the present facilities of the Sunday School Society, or could perhaps the Society adapt itself to facilitate adult
learning? Well, it could.
Learning?
I mean, it could be broadened out. I mean, in a sense, we are educating adults when we give the training sessions for the leaders, because we're studying Bible passages and that with them. And I'm quite sure if the finances were around and a few more personnel, that it could easily be.
Yes, because I suspect there's a dearth of religious knowledge increasingly among adults today in a way that we didn't have in the past. People who think they know what's either in scripture or in the prayer book, but who actually don't.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Who would benefit from such.
Yes, because nowadays we find it very difficult to get youngsters into Sunday clubs because they're doing sport on Sunday.
I know, as a parish priest myself, I know all about those difficulties.
Yes.
Heather, are there any main goals, targets for the work of the Society in the future that you've identified, apart from the Building Blocks Conference, which has been a great success, but are there other things you're thinking about for the future that might be rolled out for us?
Well, we're always open to suggestions from anywhere. I mean, the Building Blocks Conference is ecumenical, and various things come out of that. We go on training sessions and that with different parishes. And if we're asked to help, we'll help where we possibly can.
Thank you very
much.
But
I mean, due to lack of finance in the last while, it's very tricky. We have lost our children's ministry officer because we couldn't afford to keep her on any longer, which was a shame.